Archive.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Kick it off in Charlie in Austin, Texas. So I just got back from the checkup with my doctor, and he says my blood pressure was a little elevated. I heard of white coat syndrome is what I've heard of. He says, how long should I wait to get my blood pressure checked again? Well, there's a couple of schools of thought. Many people say that you go into the doctor and sometimes it's always just a natural reaction. Maybe you had a bad experience as a kid, or maybe just going to the doctor just kind of freaks you out. You don't like to go. Well, that's okay. Sometimes you can go and get your blood pressure checked in a non-doctor related office, like maybe a drugstore or someone that has another way of checking it. But the drugstores usually have a pretty decent way of doing that. The pharmacist and folks over there, some even have nurse practitioners now on staff, and you can go over there. It might be a little less intimidating and be able to get you a better read. But check it on a consistent basis, especially not just at the doctor's office for that one-time deal. A lot of times they'll base it on that, but you need to base it on more of a consistent reading throughout the days, and that's a better way to go. And that'll help you avoid the white coat syndrome. I think they had that as a kid, for sure. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Hard candy, they're saying, not so sweet as a treat. Hard candy's always been known as a choking hazard for little kids, but a new study found that more than 12,000 are treated in emergency rooms due to choking issues, and the biggest culprit is hard candy. Researchers at the Research Institute of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, looked at a nationwide surveillance system that collects data from ER visits. Hard candy caused 15% of the choking episodes, while meat caused about 12% and bone caused about 12% as well. Though most children were treated and released, experts would like to know what type of injuries occurred from these episodes. It would be interesting, they say, to see and look at which ones and the most important ones which caused the admission. Wendy Pomerantz, who's a physician at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, said the data on choking incidents resolved at home were also not included in the data. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. Hard candy in kids always has been an issue. And so if you have kids, be very, very cautious with that sort of deal. The FDA, which, of course, always keeping your eyes on what the FDA is up to, they proposed new rules on imported food. So now the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has proposed stricter rules on imported foods, and more reports of illnesses and outbreaks have been linked to foods grown outside the United States. Well, this announcement comes on the heels of an outbreak of Cyclospora, which is a foodborne intestinal parasite found in tropical locations like Latin America, in Southeast Asia. Separately, pomegranate seeds imported from Turkey have then been blamed for hepatitis A, which they had an outbreak recently that sickened about 150 people. So the new rules would fortify standards for overseas food safety auditors used by food companies to regulate the safety of their exports, which is extremely important because, again, more reasons to keep your kids and your family protected, obviously. Of course, getting the right kind of foods, organic foods, you would think, even imported from other areas, but make sure, I come back to the whole deal of getting everything as locally grown as you can and from local farmers markets, that sort of thing, and also buy grown in the USA. Very, very important. 888-283-7272, lines are open. Let's go to Brenda right now. Hi, Brenda, welcome to the show.
I had allergic reaction to steroids as well as rocepin. And I also have a number of health problems like rheumatic heart disease, sarcoidosis, and hypothyroidism. And I'm always tired. I'll have sleep apnea. And I have no energy. And this week I've had a bad kidney infection.
Okay. Well, first things first, I mean, having a kidney infection, hopefully you've gone to your physician and checked on that, because the first thing that needs to happen, they definitely got to make sure that that's resolved. And of course, whatever medication they need to use, antibiotics being an infection, hopefully they've done rounds on that to clear that. That's first and foremost. That's the first thing. And then also, what you want to look at too is supporting the body by lowering inflammation. As you lower inflammation throughout the body, that's a big key. And you start on the things that you eat every single day. Now, there's also some things like pycnogenol that can be quite helpful. Vitamin C has some good research on it in this kind of situation. But lowering the inflammation throughout the body is always, always the first key. Now, as you look into supplements and you look into things that you do on a lifestyle basis, first thing you want to look at, too, is exercise. Believe it or not, to build the immune system, one of the best things you can do is exercise. Now, jumping on a mini trampoline can pump the lymphatic system. That's always a big piece. You can start with that. But also, there's some other keys that you can do as well. Now, with vitamin C and pycnogenol, like I talked about, that's great. But also, fish oil has been known to be very helpful. Vitamin D. But with the vitamin D, you have to be a little cautious, because it can be tough on the kidneys if you get too much. So having your blood checked as your physician monitors everything that you're doing will be a great way to go. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You can find us there and send any information that you need. Also, don't forget, you can email me and we can make it part of the show, or answer in private if you prefer. Diabetes, they're saying now, ups your disability risk. Pretty interesting. Diabetes can cause several complications in older patients. And a new research shows that they're all 80% more likely to develop a physical disability. Australian researchers analyzed type 1 and type 2 diabetics over the age of 50 and found they were more likely to end up with impaired mobility or have difficulty with simple tasks like self-hygiene and eating. They're not sure what disability, why the disability risks are so high, but they suspect that inflammation is the cause, and it is. It's a big key with a lot of these issues. So it's possible, they say, that high blood glucose concentrations experienced by people with diabetes might lead to chronic muscle inflammation, eventually resulting in physical disability. And some studies have shown that diabetes is associated with rapid and worsening muscle wasting. Anna Peters, who's a physician and researcher at the Baker Heart and Diabetes Institute, she said in a recent statement. So interesting, definitely, to see how your lifestyle choices for type 1 and type 2 can make a big difference. So again, getting a good game plan, a solid game plan, is the first, well, really the most important key all the way around. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give me a call right now or go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for a wellness provider in your area that believe the same way we do, you can check out Nutrition and Lifestyle-Based Care. Make sure you go online. You can find them. But also, the Nutrition and Lifestyle-Based Care, these providers, joining up with our team all around the country, and we're growing every single day. So if you need someone, call our great folks there. One of our team members will be able to get you the help that you need. Looking for better lifestyle, looking for ways to improve your health, that's what this show's about. It's about transformation. It's about going from where you are to where you need to be. On this show, we want to help you get there. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Give us a call, 888-283-7272. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Oh,
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, whatever you're struggling with, realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. So our lifestyle choices make the biggest difference to the changes that we can make every single day. But it comes down to what you want to do. It's the key. The real key is, you want to go from where you are? Well, you have to make changes. And the little changes that you make every single day can make the biggest difference. We're going to go to the phones now and talk with Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, I was calling about stage 4 breast cancer and what you can do, what I can do as far as, like, besides, you know, pharmaceutical medications, what I can do nutritionally to kind of back myself up.
Well, there's a lot you can do. I mean, I'm a big fan. And with anybody, I mean, again, with cancer, my big thing is the first thing you want to do is have a great oncologist or oncology team on board with you. I'm really not a big fan of people that don't have a good oncology team. So I'm not the ultra-natural guy that says go do it on your own. That's just not me. I don't agree with it. I've seen too much of the treatment protocols. I've seen them save lives, and we hear all these stories about how they don't. Well, I've seen it too many times where it did make a huge difference and in increase lifespan. Now, I am a big fan, though, of making sure you have a good lifestyle plan. There's a lot of thought right now that, you know, the diet doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, I think, my opinion. So any habits, if you want to know what to do to build a healthy lifestyle plan, again, go back to your whole foods, period. So you get off the junk, you get off the processed foods. Whole food sources are the best way to go. The darker the greens, the better. So those are going to be critical for the phytonutrients and things that you need. So if you want to get off meat, you think that's not a good thing, meat, chicken, there's some arguments among that. As long as you go hormone-free, antibiotic-free, those are all important. So the big key, too, is plenty of fruits and vegetables. And I mean a ton. Vegetables more than anything, because it makes your body more alkaline. The more alkaline you can make the body, the better chance it has to fight. Plus, you're getting plenty of fiber, and you're getting all the nutrients that you get out of the vegetables, which can help the body strengthen and help the body fight. So just another key in your walk through this process. And stage 4, I know, can be kind of scary, and that's not the kind of number you want to hear. So that's why coming up with a good, solid game plan can be helpful. Multiple meals throughout the day, most people recommend. A lot of dietitians that work in the oncology area usually recommend that. A lot of research recommends that, because the more nutrition, good nutrition, that you can put in your body that's easy to process, that's easy to utilize, tends to be the better way to go. So first and foremost, you want to start focusing on that. Now, the other piece too, what do you drink? Well, you want to stay away from foods that are very acidic, like sodas and sugary drinks and fruit juices. They tend to make the body a little bit more on the acidic side, more than the alkaline side. Teas can be good. And, of course, Easy Act tea is a really, really good tea source that helps boost the immune system and support the immune system. So all of those are very, very helpful. Now, other is pure water. Now, there's the alkaline water, Kangen water, a lot of different brands out there that are very helpful. I'm just a big fan of making sure you get plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces is a good rule of thumb that's in the research and the literature mostly out there, especially when the body is not getting everything that it needs. So that's just something to keep in mind as you're walking through this. I'm a big lemon guy. I think that they make the body, it's just a fantastic way to make the body more alkaline. It increases the detoxification process, increases energy levels, plenty of magnesium, and just a lot of great nutrients in lemons that can be quite helpful. So another thing that can be quite helpful along the way, and exercise. When you're going through treatment, regardless of what it is, chemotherapy, radiation, if the doctors that you're working with are clearing you to exercise, which most of them will, it's pretty standard that they're okay with that. They kind of just leave it up to you and your energy levels and that sort of thing. We know for a fact with research and study that exercise, no matter what it is, if it's walking, jogging, playing racquetball, swimming, riding a bike, weightlifting, you know, whatever it is for your fancy, we know that exercising like that makes a big, big difference in your overall immune system. And it's something so simple that we all can do every single day. We can walk out and just go start exercising. And at the end of the day, that's what you want to do. It's about building a lifestyle plan. Because if the cancer's already there, it is what it is. You do the treatments, you go through what the doctors have laid out, but then you have to take responsibility at some level for your health and your life. And that's where it all comes in, to make a difference and to make the change. So on this show, that's what we want to encourage you to do. But make sure your oncology team is abreast of everything going on. That is so important. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. And go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. Check us out there as well. And don't forget, so much of what we deal with, like I said, comes with our lifestyle choices, and especially with the heart. Heart health is one of the big, big topics that we see, not only on this show, but you see in the news every single day, and it's still the leading killer in America. So boosting your heart health, there's a couple things you can do, but the one key mineral that is so critical for the heart is potassium. And it keeps your heart healthy, it keeps the rhythm regular. So if you deal with a lot of irregular heartbeat, that sort of thing, the B vitamins are helpful, and also potassium levels. So if your blood pressure is around 120 over 80, that's good news, because that's where it should be. But if your numbers are rising and it gets into the high blood pressure area, which is around 140 over 90, that's when you start needing to look at some alternative ways or nutritional methods that can help you. There's plenty of good food options that have potassium. Everybody just thinks, well, bananas. Well, yeah, they do. Bananas have them. But there's also things like apricots, all the peas, like green peas, black-eyed peas, some of my favorite. Spinach is loaded with potassium. Regular potatoes, oranges, and cantaloupes. So there's quite a few food options that you have that can really make a difference with all the different food choices to raise potassium levels. And as you do that, as you modify that, you'll notice a big difference. And in my opinion, with this sort of thing, it's better to get it from your foods, because the heart doesn't need like 500 milligrams of potassium. It just needs a certain amount that you can get from natural food sources, and that way the body's going to absorb it in the best manner. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Jock Wallace, David Sereda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to Richard now. Hi, Richard.
Question, some issues with blood sugar, and what it amounts to is I've lost 30 to 35 pounds and kept it off for a couple of years.
That
hasn't helped me get my blood sugar down at all. The other thing is I continually want to eat, but I don't gorge at any particular time, don't eat too much. Doesn't seem to matter. Even if I were to go 2 days without eating, I would still have high blood sugar readings when I wake up in the morning. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's just insulin resistance and if there's something I've been reading, maybe coconut oil is something to help that.
Well, there's a lot that can, coconut oil can help, you know, a lot of things. It's just good and it's healthy and it gives you plenty of the medium chain triglycerides and it's as strong as an antifungal, antibacterial. So, I mean, those things are all beneficial. Coconut oil just has a lot of great health benefits. But as far as blood sugar levels, you know, the standard in research and even in the kind of in the sports nutrition world and the regular nutrition world is eating multiple meals throughout the day. That's kind of a gold standard to keep blood sugar levels at bay. So every 3 to 4 hours, and your meals always want to be consistent of a lean quality protein like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that, low glycemic carbohydrates like fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, something like that, because the protein and the fat help offset any of the blood sugar release from the actual carbohydrate. So it's really, it becomes a great balancer in that sort of situation. So looking at those two together can make a big difference. So when you look at that, you look at it as, of course, as a whole and what you do cumulatively throughout the day. So five meals or so, maybe if you want to call it three meals and two snacks, whatever you want to say. But all that can make a big difference. It can really support the body, and blood sugar levels are on the way. Now, you've got spices and things like cinnamon, which has great research on it. We know for a fact, numerous studies, how cinnamon can help stabilize and support blood sugar levels or healthy blood sugar levels. And turmeric also has some great research on that. But your fat levels and eating healthy fats in your meals, that is such a great way to get things balanced. It's always a key player. So you might want to look at that as you're kind of looking at ways to support your body. That's a great way to go. Exercise, too. It's a big key. It's kind of the left-out prescription many times, I think, because a lot of times doctors can't get... It's tough, I guess. You have patients to be able to get their exercise done. So it's a big key. But I'll tell you this. Blood sugar levels, getting them healthy, dropping the weight, which is great that you did, but there might just be some nutritional deficiencies that the body has. Getting some blood testing done, too, with your physician outside of kind of the blood sugar levels, maybe getting with an alternative physician. They can look at certain factors. They can look at leptin levels, and they can look at some vitamin and mineral deficiencies and see if there's some other culprits in there as well. So a couple things to think about, but definitely congrats on the weight loss. That's a big deal. And getting the body where it needs to be now, dialing it in, and being supportive of the pancreas and making sure your lifestyle choices kind of line up with that is going to be a big key. All right, 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. If you're looking for a wellness provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care, just check out the website. You can find them there, or you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. Vitamin E is our food for the day. Vitamin E. One of my favorites. It's really, really great. Sometimes it gets a good rap. Sometimes it gets a bad rap. But I want to talk to you about some of the properties of vitamin E and what it can do. You heard of antioxidants? Well, that's what it is. It helps to reduce the oxidation. For example, vitamin E protects lung cells that are in constant contact with oxygen and white blood cells to help fight disease. But the benefits of vitamin E and their antioxidant role may actually go much further. There's a significant evidence that vitamin E can protect against heart disease and may slow the deterioration associated with aging. Critics scoffed at such claims in the past, but an understanding of the importance of vitamin E's antioxidant role may be the beginning toward paying off. And however, they say that beta-carotene, which is the effect of vitamin E in preventing heart disease, may be both time-sensitive and dose-sensitive. Vitamin E also acts as an antioxidant in foods. And vitamin E and vegetable oils help keep them from being oxidized and turning rancid. That's why you'll see it as an additive in a lot of our different food supply. Pretty amazing, actually. It's actually a good natural food preservative instead of some of the sodium benzoate and some of the other chemicals that we see added too many times. As an antioxidant, it's got a lot of therapeutic value, and a lot of physicians are starting to use it more. It packs a powerful punch, they say. It helps prevent cancer, heart disease, strokes, cataracts, and possibly some of the signs of aging. Vitamin E also protects the arterial walls and keeps the bad low-density lipoprotein cholesterol from being oxidized. And oxidation of LDL cholesterol marks the beginning of clogged arteries. So vitamin E also helps keep the blood thin by preventing the blood platelets from clumping together. High levels of vitamin E in the body decrease the risk of non-fatal heart attacks or stroke in most people. It's pretty cool. See, we've been lining up a lot of things. It's also a dynamic cancer fighter. Now, a lot of people are cautious to make these claims, but this article we're getting some of this information from is pretty strong. So vitamin E, they say, protects cells and DNA from damage that can turn cancerous. It reduces the growth of tumors while enhancing immune function and preventing precancerous substances from being turned into carcinogens. Studies also show that mice using vitamin E applied to the skin may help prevent cancer, resulting in exposure to ultraviolet radiation. And women who suffer from fibrocystic breast disease can often find relief with vitamin E supplementation. There you go, for the fibrocystic breast, ladies. Vitamin E is also beneficial for people with diabetes. It enhances the action of insulin and improves blood glucose metabolism by reducing the oxidative stress. And the humble nutrient, they say, keeps the nervous system healthy by protecting the myelin sheath that surrounds the nerves. Now, there's no correlation with multiple sclerosis, but just so you know, so And one of the big issues that we see is Alzheimer's. A lot of protection, they're saying now, with the mental degeneration due to aging, but also with Alzheimer's and dementia. Athletes need to get adequate amount of vitamin E. The body's own metabolism creates free radicals during excessive aerobic exercise, and vitamin E reserves make sure that the free radicals don't get out of hand and cause trouble. So vitamin E therapy also treats the claudication pains in the calf muscles that occur at night during exercise. So premature babies, they also can benefit. They receive vitamin E to reduce or prevent oxygen damage to the retina in the eye as a result of the artificial ventilation. Ongoing animal studies also suggest that vitamin E may limit lung damage caused by air pollution. It appears that vitamin E can reduce the activity, such as common air pollutants as ozone and nitrogen dioxide. But vitamin E also applied to cuts may very well increase the healing rate because it minimizes oxidation reactions in the wound and also keeps the wound moist. So a lot of reasons for vitamin E. And here you go, ladies. Here's another one. A lot of women report that vitamin E helps reduce hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause depending on the dose. Very, very interesting. And also it slows the oxidation. We talk about that. But now, of course, they're saying that vitamin E can delay some of the diseases with loss of function related to aging. So it's a strong anti-aging component as well. So again, with vitamin E, understand that there's a lot of great uses for it and needs. You can get it out of nuts and seeds. A lot of the fish oils contain vitamin E as well. And a lot of our food supply, and a lot of the fats that we eat, healthy fats, contain vitamin E. It's a fat-soluble vitamin. But understanding that getting it from, you know, obviously our food supply is the better way to go, but supplementation has been shown to be quite helpful. There's alpha-tocopherol and gamma-tocopherol. Most of the tocopherols, getting a blend is a nice way to go. And usually selenium, when they put that with vitamin E, helps the absorption rate too and helps the efficacy of the vitamin E as well. So a couple things to think about. I'll tell you, vitamin E is a huge piece to the antioxidant puzzle. A couple things to chew on there. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. We're going to go to Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Doc. I'll be 45 in a couple of months. I am a diabetic, and I keep having boils, basically in my groin area and around my anal area. I was wondering what might be causing that problem.
Yeah, the boils themselves can be a bit of a challenge, no doubt about it. But you got to look at it from the inside out, because a lot of times most skin conditions happen from the inside. Boils themselves, you can look at a couple things. A lot of times you can have an excess buildup in the system of yeast, fungal issues in the gut, and you can do a couple things to clear that out. Black walnut is very good for that. A lot of good research on the homeopathy side and more on the herbal side shows that that can be quite helpful. Wormwood, it's known to be helpful. Again, not standard medical research, but on the alternative side, you can look at Europe. They do a lot of research on a lot of the natural alternatives and what they can do to help. So those two can be quite helpful. Also, don't forget, clearing the gut out of the bacteria. There might be the wrong bacteria, and then a dermatologist can help you get some topical creams that can probably help from the outside in. Again, there is the whole inside-out thing, and you want to get it down to the bottom line, but you also don't want to be miserable. And sometimes some of the cortisone creams and whatnot, even though not the best thing to do long-term, can provide some relief, and your dermatologist can guide you in that process. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, your lifestyle choices are what matters. Don't you ever lose hope. The fact that today can be better than yesterday. We'll be right back.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
the show, 888-283-7272. College football players are saying now at risk for high blood pressure. Even one season of college football could have major health consequences for players' hearts. Playing college football for just one season increases athletes' risk of high blood pressure and hypertension. A new study finds researchers at Harvard University and Massachusetts General monitored 113 first-year football players in their first season of play, and they found that by the end of the season, their blood pressure elevated from normal, which is about 116 over 64, to pre-hypertensive, which is 125 over 66 on average. At the season's start, only one player had high blood pressure, but by season's end, 14% had stage 1 hypertension, according to the study published in the Journal of Circulation. Additionally, 47% of players were pre-hypertensive at the end of the season, though only 27% had a family history of the disease. Well, researchers compare the football players to a control group of endurance athletes like competitive rowers who did not experience the increased blood pressure over the course of their season. The high-intensity exertion that football players require may be the cause of the rise. And, of course, the high intensity to the lower intensity and the constant level of intense physical activity could be the reason. The connection between playing football and risk of high blood pressure is unsurprising. Dr. Suzanne O'Perro, who's the director of vascular biology and hypertension at University of Alabama, Birmingham, she noted that players often encourage to bulk up by eating fatty foods during the off season, particularly the isometric exercises they perform. Short bursts of intense effort, like tackling, elevates internal pressure and strains the heart. Dr. O'Perro does add that she doesn't think there's anything particularly peculiar about football that would warrant this. When it comes to the risk, though, a similar increase in risk would happen to anyone who does isometric exercise like lifting weights or doing other extreme sports. So it's not just football, is what she's saying. It's the intensity level of whatever activity you're performing. In addition to hypertension, the football players also were at high risk of having thickening in the left ventricle, which results from overworking that heart muscle. And this symptom is more prevalent in football players compared to rowers and was most prevalent in the larger linemen, which that makes most sense at all. Football players say they or should be aware of the risks they're taking by playing, Dr. O'Perro said, and they need to modify their lifestyles. I get this. There's issues with the heart, and they're making a case for it. But at the end of the day, it's football. It's active. You're getting plenty of exercise. Are the diets the best? No, but sports nutrition has come a long way from what it used to be. It's not just eat all the hamburgers and pizza that you want and bulk up. Now, the sports nutrition has got it was just amazing. I mean, even years ago when I was at Florida State, and what we were doing with the football team then was light years ahead of what was happening already in a lot of other programs. So the nutrition was one of the forefront of the players and what we were designing for them to be at their peak level. So it's not just everybody eats French fries. That wasn't even on the table. And that was quite a few years ago. So at the level that they're talking about now, the diets play a role, but the activity does play a role too. But if you're conditioned, which they are, and it's not like you're just going out there and winging it in practice, hoping for the best. These are highly trained athletes, probably some of the most trained athletes in the world, in my opinion. And with the right nutrition and the right strength training and the right guidance, they can do quite well. So it's interesting to see studies like that, especially when you're coming from a doctor perspective, which I understand where she's coming from. I get it. But when you're coming from a physical training, strength training, which is also an area that I come from, you've got to look at it from both sides and both perspectives of what can really happen with an athlete. When an athlete's conditioned, it's pretty amazing what they can push that body to do. And with the environment that they give it is really important as well. So one of the things to think about along the way, especially when you're dealing with this sort of thing. So whatever you're struggling with, I want to tell you this. The body can change, but you have to be willing to make the changes. No one else can do that for you. So the take responsibility message, whether you're dealing with diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is, whenever you're struggling with something like that and you're looking for an out, you're looking for hope, you're looking for a way to go to the next level, one of the things that you have to look for is the change that you can make, but only you can make that, and it comes down to lifestyle choices. We're going to go to the phones now and go to Karen. Hi, Karen.
I have active SLA lupus with kidney disease and a blood clotting disorder, and I'm desperately seeking to get off of some of this medication. I'm not sure what I should do.
When you want to get off medications, I'm a big fan of having your doctor do that. I'm not a big fan of just reading something on the internet and just trying to wean yourself down. That's not usually a good way to go, because some medications, you can come off cold turkey, and it's not a big deal. You'll be fine. But there are some that you have to be quite cautious with, and that's why your physician weaning you down is a great way to go. So first things first is let your doctor know. And even if you call the nurse, you know, that's another thing. If you wanted to wean off your meds, let's say you don't want to take your cholesterol med anymore, which, you know, I'm not advising that. I'm just saying if you do, call the doctor's nurse or nurse practitioner. If you can't get the doctor on the phone, tell them what your goals are. And they're going to probably make you have an appointment. Go have one. Some will just talk to you on the phone, though. Tell them you're wanting to, you know, do whatever your goals are, but you're going to have an action plan if you do. You can't just tell a doctor, oh, I want to get off my meds. You got to have a game plan. You got to show them that what your lifestyle choice is, kind of like a business deal. You got to show them lifestyle changes that you plan on making, and that you're going to follow up with them, and that you'll come back in, you know, 8 weeks and get lab work done to prove that your body is responding. Your doctor wants to work with you. That's the key. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions.
Hey, folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.